Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about LGBTQ Disney. LGBTQ Disney. Is that where you want to spend your money? Would you like to have your child there, your grandchild there, to be recruited, indoctrinated by the sodomite agenda? I'm looking at a newsletter from Tony Perkins, just issued yesterday evening late. It says, Mickey's mantle of radicalization. Apparently, Disney isn't planning to make nice with parents anytime soon. Thanks to a bombshell video that's just been leaked on Tuesday, Americans are starting to understand just what kind of fantasy land the company really is. Corporate President Kathy Burke painted a horrifying picture of the company's future projects, insisting on employees' Zoom call that she wants a minimum of 50% of all the Disney characters to be LGBTQI. I'm here as a mother of 2 queer children, she says. One transgender child, one pansexual child, whatever that is. And going forward, she insisted, those are the stories that we should be telling through Disney. The video, which had almost 2 million views in less than 24 hours, was the latest crack in the what's quickly becoming the irreparable split with American Disney CEO Bob Chapek, who's tired of the overcorrected his silence in the Florida parental rights bill he has managed. In four short weeks to turn the company from a moderately woke entertainment giant into the public enemy number one. Now, as more trickles out about what's really going on behind the scenes, most parents are saying they do not want to take part of the empire Walt Disney built. As pathetic as Chapek's public grooming groveling has been to the witness, it's the internal activism that's truly concerning. Apart from Burke, Disney's television animation executive producer, Loya Latolia, spent portions of that same meeting bragging about the indoctrination tactics. Quote, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to not-so-secret gay agenda, she gushed. Wherever I could, I was adding queerness. No one would stop me. No one was trying to stop me. And it goes further with talking about what they're trying to do and how they're doing. And they're taking a stand against Governor Ron DeSantis because he signed the Bill 1557 and it became law. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, the former District 1 representative, Florida representative from the Republican Party in the state of Florida. And Congressman Hill has been responding to some of these new findings that's hitting America, and especially in the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being with us. Explain to our listeners, and I know we've touched on it, but taking the law, which was, I believe it was Senate Bill 1557, that became law when Governor DeSantis signed it, explain very clearly what this law does and what it does not do. It's called the anti-gay bill. Is that a correct understanding of it? That's called that by the detractors. Tell us what the bill says, what it does, and the intent of the bill.
Well, the bill actually doesn't even mention gay. It doesn't mention lesbian, bisexual, any of the LGBTQ acronyms. It doesn't mention it at all. What the bill says is that sexually explicit material will not be presented to children in an inappropriate manner. That is essentially what it says. What it is trying to do is get rid of, even if that material is between heterosexuals, that it is not to be presented to children as young as 4 and 5 years old, up to 8 years old. But what's infuriating to me about that, Dr. Youngblood, is all of a sudden you can, starting with children in the fourth grade, in the fifth grade.
Yes.
There are children as young as 8, 9 years old in the fourth grade. And now it's okay for them to be sexualized? The bill didn't go far enough. But I want to add this, Dr. Youngblood. Where on earth does Disney get the brazen position that they can tell the governor of Florida what they think should be done and what they are going to do? And in fact, I think just recently in a movie coming out, a Disney movie, Pixar movie about Buzz Lightyear, that as a sign of protest to Governor DeSantis signing that bill in the law, saying you cannot sexualize our young children, they inserted a homosexual kiss scene into a cartoon movie. Mm-hmm. So Christians need to stay away from that. So why are they so brazen about that, Dr. Youngblood? And I can tell you why. When I was an elected official, what Disney does annually is they invite all members of the Republican Party and of the Democrat Party, but at different times. They put on this huge event for the Republicans, another time for the Democrats, where they all go to Disney and Disney treats them, gives them the VIP treatment. Any ride you want, you don't wait in line anywhere. And in fact, you don't even do a fast pass. It's a VIP pass where they take you through a back door, take an elevator, and you go to the very front of the ride. They walk you out and say, excuse me, put you right in front, and you get on the ride. They throw a huge dinner for you. And then they pass out checks, campaign checks, to the individuals who are there. Disney has 5 different packs. They're all called different names. And they will write, and the maximum you can receive in the state of Florida is $1,000 for a state race, state rep or state senator. They will write you 5 different $1,000 checks. So $5,000 they will write and give to you. And because they do that, that gives them the position that, hey, we can tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. And that's why they are so brazen about their position right now. Now, to the credit of the representative who sponsored that bill, I read just yesterday that he returned the money that he received from Disney. Dr. Youngblood, I would encourage your listeners to contact their state rep, their state senator, and demand that they do the same thing.
Absolutely.
That they return the money that they have received from Disney.
Absolutely. That would be the wise thing to do so that your hands are clean, or at least our leadership hands are clean. That ought to be done. Congressman, hang on for just a moment. We'll have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
I mean, these delusional anti-American, wicked, evil liberals are showing the true colors. So you're going to tell me that wicked lady that is in charge of the Disney, she's going to tell the entire country, because she, I don't know if you watched the video, but she was saying that proudly, oh, I got those kids that they are transgender, queer. I'm sorry. Those parents need to have some, they got some mental issues, because you as a parent cannot tell your 10-year-old kid, wait a minute, you're not that. You cannot guide them as to who they are. They mature. They don't know better. But these people just play along. And sometimes, to be honest, I wonder, this is the fault of the parents. Don't tell me that you got your mind straight. I mean, your head straight. You're going to let your kids at that age go the way they want it. I remember our oldest son, he's 27 now. When he was a little baby, he used to love Barney. Remember Barney, the purple dinosaur? And every time he used to watch it on TV, oh, I want to be a dinosaur, daddy. As a parent, immature, you know, it's an immature thing for them to say. It will be that fool to follow his line of thinking. And say, yes, son, I think you are a dinosaur. Why don't we have surgery? How crazy and sickening is this, brother? I think this is, these are the days that we live in. There's a Bible verse that says that the wise of this world became fools. I forgot what is that written in the Bible, but it's a Bible verse.
Because they think that they are so wise. First Corinthians chapter 1.
There you go. And look at the judge. When they ask her, what is a woman? She cannot even say and answer the question. If that's not stupidity as it's highest from the liberals, I don't know what it is. You cannot tell what a woman is. How sickening is that, brother? I mean, it's simple. It's a human being created by God. We get with a given gift of reproduce life through pregnancy. Simple as it is. But that lady, she's supposed to be wise. She became a fool nationwide. But the media is portraying it as that's a sin. We cannot say what a man and a woman is. How sickening it is, brother. I think this is a sign of the last days. And Jesus is coming. I don't know when, but this is pointing that his coming is near. And I'm going to keep listening, but this is sickening, the days that we are living, brother. It's really
it is, and
that
lady it is very, very near. And by the way, there's another text that's very similar to that one in 1 Corinthians in Romans chapter 1. And that's exactly what we see taking place, Jose. And you have the correct observation of where it is. Congressman, how do you respond? What's your response to Jose's statements?
Jose was he mentioned a few things that I also wanted to mention. Jose was right on. And that was that this vice president in Disney, who talks about having these troubling children, these children who have this gender dysphoria, who should receive treatment for it. You can actually counsel these children and help them with their condition. That gives you a picture of what type of parent she is.
Yes.
She's a terrible parent that she would... so confuse her children that they don't know if they are a boy or a girl. They take a bath, look down, see what's there, and they go, well, maybe I am a girl. That is crazy.
Well, it would be
a parent to encourage that.
Congressman, to do that wouldn't be any different than one that is now under consideration for the Supreme Court justice that cannot tell you what is a woman. She said, I'm not a biologist, so I can't answer that question. I said to our congregation in our church, I'm not a veterinarian, but I can tell what a dog is. And yet she had that asinine attitude that I cannot answer that question. Jose, thank you so much for your call and your input. Brother, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. You're exactly right. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ via the rapture is very, very, very close. Congressman, I'm looking at an article, and you touched on that about Buzz Lightyear. Looking at an article from the American Family Association, American Family Association, says Christians should boycott Disney's new movie, Lightyear. Early this year, and to the light of parents everywhere, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the state legislature passed the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which prohibits public schools from indoctrinating children pre-K to the third grade for any pro-transgender propaganda. And it goes on to talk about what has happened with that. And the bottom line was American Family Association has a petition out there on their website. And I would encourage our people to go to it, our listeners to go to it, and sign the petition and the boycott authorization stating that you're going to join with other moms and dads and family members to boycott anything that's called Disney. And Congressman, before I ask another question or we make another statement, looking at a headline article, Tucker Carlson reveals what's really pushing the transgender activism. He says, look behind the explosion of the transgenderism agenda in America and you'll find money. And you touched on that just a moment ago. Money or the lust for it. According to Fox News host Tucker Carlson, money for the activist organization who lobby, money for the pharmaceutical industry who makes and sells chemical castration pills, money for unions who enlist teachers to promote the far-left ideology, and more. Tucker Carlson used the opening segment of the recent show at which he interviewed Governor Ron DeSantis to explain the reality of the warping strategy. And he goes on to talk about what DeSantis said and his position on that, of which I'm in agreement. He explains the agenda was launched across America for the simple reason that the Human Rights Campaign, a longtime promoter of same-sex marriage in 2015, suddenly reached its goal. And he goes on to talk about the fundamental foundational background, and they're on their agenda to absolutely destroy anything that's called morals and ethics and values in the family and our freedoms and our future in America. That's where I see it. I see the big picture, Congressman, as to this is just simply a little pebble in the ocean with where they're headed, and it would be to break down all barriers, to break down all everything that's called morals and ethics and values, i.e. the wall of the church is what they're wanting to penetrate and to force the church to bow and to bend and to embrace what they're doing. And unfortunately, Congressman, as I see it in my investigation and research, just about every mainline denomination in America today, in some fashions, embracing the sodomite lifestyle. Before we take our next caller, Congressman, respond to that. Give some further insight on what you think our parents, our listeners, ought to do.
You are absolutely right, Dr. Youngblood. What we are seeing is an attack on a very fabric foundation of society. And the reason that is happening is because when you take away the morals, the religious standing, what makes a society function, when you take that away, that allows the totalitarians, the communists, to step yes. in and to exert themselves as the leader. And what they are trying to do it is not just in America, they're trying to do it around the world so that they can institute the one world government,
absolutely.
Which, as we know, is going to be a part of the end times. So what we are seeing is a long war that has been going on to remove morality, to remove basic social norms, which makes a society function.
Absolutely. In fact, out of the 10 major points of Karl Marx's agenda in Marxism, Karl Marx said the number one is to divide the citizens, to destroy the family, and dethrone God. Those are the three major, that is the essence of Marxism. And as you know, and perhaps our listeners need to be reminded, Marxism is communism light. It is absolutely, that's the way we're headed as a nation. And you've got to destroy the mores, the foundational beliefs, the fundamental morals and ethics and values of a nation in order to make it a communist nation. And we're on the fast track for communism as a nation and to do the global reset, as Biden has talked about, to do the one world government, as Biden has talked about, or the global world. In fact, Biden has jumped into this fray now, challenging Ron DeSantis, our governor in the state of Florida. Here's an article that says White House condemns Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. In a statement on social media, President Joe Biden on Tuesday condemned the Florida bill that would bar the discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in the state's primary schools. He said he wants every member, listen, this is a statement from Sleepy Joe Biden. I want every member of the LGBT community, especially the kids who will be impacted by this hateful bill, to know that you are loved and accepted just as you are. Quote, I have your back. This is President Biden speaking. I have your back, and my administration will continue to fight for the protection and safety that you deserve, end quote. And he goes on, the article goes on to state, last month, Florida's committee, House committee, passed the parental rights educational bill, et cetera, and gives the background. It says in this article, every parent hopes that our leaders will ensure our children's safety, protection, and freedom. A White House spokesperson said in an email statement, today, conservative politicians in Florida rejected, notice that it says conservative politicians in Florida rejected those basic values by advancing legislation that is designed to target and attack the kids who need support most. The LGBTQI students who are already vulnerable to the bullying and violence just for being themselves, end quote. That's exacerbating the problem. That's encouraging others to believe that somehow, some way, that what Governor DeSantis has signed is wrong and is some way unethical and harms. It is not something that's going to go against any child. It's just simply saying what the schools cannot do. And Congressman, what the schools have been doing, including right here in Duval County, they've been lying to our citizens. because, as you know, in the state of Florida, they're not to teach the QRT, the critical race theory. And yet right here in Duval County, under the leadership of Superintendent Dr. Green, they're doing that under the guise and the cover that it's something else. It's called equity. It's called equality, et cetera, et cetera. But it's being taught, and this is the thumbing the nose in the face of our laws in the state of Florida, thumbing the nose in the face of a conservative Republican governor in the state of Florida, and it's coming out of the White House now condemning it as though it is something that is horrific. Congressman, hold just a moment. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing great. I hope you are.
Doing great. I have a remark and a question in regards to this Walt Disney executive that has two children. Gender dysphoria seems to be all the rage and the fad today. I don't recall it being as pronounced as it was. So I have to question the odds of both of her children experiencing or suffering from this malady. And then it reminds me of a proverb that says, raise them up in the way they should go.
Amen.
Then that in itself then brings me back to, I don't remember where it was at, and I don't have my Bible in front of me, but Jesus was telling his disciples and the people that were around him, suffer not the little children, and it would be better if a millstone were hung about their neck and they were cast in the deep. And
I Matthew have to chapter 18. These,
Matthew chapter 18. I thought it was Matthew. I didn't want to speak out of turn. But these people, when they're doing that, they're not living a life they're supposed to be living there, and they're rejecting the word of God. And I do believe that that parent is responsible for her children's mental well-being and upbringing, and I agree with the congressman that she has absolutely failed. And it's another sign of the times, and I'm saddened because this is not the Walt Disney that I remember, and it's a tragic shame that they want to push this agenda on children who
it is,
are,
Jim, as I've said so many times,
their parents are innocent.
Yes, this is their program of recruitment. They cannot procreate, so they recruit. I'm thankful for your comments and your statements, Jim, and you're on target with the thing that is so sad. In fact, it is found in Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning with about verse 5. And whosoever will receive one of the little ones, these little ones in my name, receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend, that's the word scandalon, means to cause to stumble and fall, any one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone would be put about his neck and that he would be drowned in the depth of the sea. That's a pretty broad, tall, difficult fact, but many people reject it. And I believe that's what we see taking place today. As the congressman said a moment ago, it goes back to the book, The Long War Against God. And we're seeing the long war coming to fruition today with fighting against, battling against God. Jim, thank you so
Amen.
Much for your call and for your input today. Keep looking
thank
up.
You.
Our redemption draweth nigh. Congressman, you touched on that earlier, and I believe it was Henry Morris's book, The Long War Against God, that you alluded to or spoke about. That's exactly what we see taking place. And I say that, and I'll touch on this and then let you speak for a moment. I have a book in my library that's written in 1978 called The Homosexual Agenda. And in The Homosexual Agenda, published in 1978, what they set forth in that book, and it's about 700 pages long, what they set forth in that book with their agenda back in 1978, they're fulfilling it even today. And the major, major, major emphasis in that book was for them to break down all barriers that's called religion and Christianity and church that would prevent them from having free flow with what they're doing. And the second point that I'd like to make and then turn you loose with it is the fact that in watching the video with the woman from Disney speaking, I perceive, and this is my presumption, I perceive that she is a practicing lesbian, i.e., bisexual, trisexual, transsexual, whatever you'd want to call it, in the sodomite lifestyle. And so naturally, she's going to bring those kids up in that lifestyle. That's what I perceive is taking place. What's your thoughts, your position on it?
I would agree with you, Dr. Youngblood. I haven't seen the video, but someone who's going to forcefully try to insert that into any Disney product or movie or feature any way that she can and has two children who are confused that way, then they are seeing that from their parents. So I would agree with you that more than likely she is a sodomite and is engaging in an activity that the Bible tells us will be punished. It tells us in Romans chapter 1 that God just turned them over to that lifestyle. If that's what you want to do, you do it. Your conscience has been seared, but you will pay a price for it. You're not going to get away with this just scot-free. That if you do not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is going to be a horrific ending for you. Actually, it won't be an ending because it lasts forever. It will be horrible. And we as Christians need to make sure that we are telling people about the gospel, the good news,
yes,
that you can avoid the dangers of going to hell, because it is horrible to be separated from God. And I wouldn't want that on anyone. I don't care if they're considered the farthest leftist, the farthest enemy that's out there. I would not want that for them. And God doesn't either. He said he
Absolutely.
Does not want that any should perish, but should come to the saving knowledge of Christ. And we as Christians must make sure we are out preaching that gospel. I wish I could see that woman face to face and tell
yeah.
her, Jesus is the answer. You trying to force this more on other children is not the answer. Jesus can save you.
Amen. In fact, you touched on that, caused me to recall in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, lists all of those that are not going to heaven, in fact, will go to hell. And sodomite, homosexuality, is one of them. And then in verse 11, he says, and such were some of you, but you have been washed. That's the word latreo. You have been saved. You've been covered in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Congressman, the answer is, just as you said, turning a life to Christ. We've got about 20 seconds left, Congressman. I'll leave that to you to finalize your challenge to our listeners today.
I would challenge him, Dr. Youngblood, don't be afraid and do not be dismayed, because the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever you goest. Be strong, be of courage, and stand forth preaching the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in and joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.